About 10 meters in front of me, a metal pipe as thick as my thigh descends from the underside of the drilling deck, hypnotically spearing into the pool below. I stare at it, following it down to the bubbling point of white water where it plunges into the moon pool and the deep ocean below. Somewhere, far down there, a drowned alien artifact awaits its arrival. Presumably Billington, with his expertise in grave dust interrogations, knows what to expect. Above us, the drilling platform shudders and roars, hellishly loud as it feeds infinite numbers of pipe segments to the sea god. McMurray walks along the catwalk until he reaches a row of incongruous office windows and a door, just as you'd expect to find overlooking the shop floor of a factory or a workshop. We follow him inside. It's a big room, and as befits the villain's working headquarters, one wall is occupied by a gratuitously large projection screen showing a map of the sea floor below the explorer. There are lots of consoles with blinking lights, and half a dozen black berets sitting at desks where they mouse around schematics on a computer-controlled engineering interface. So far, so good. It would look a lot like the control room of a power station, if not for the fact that there's something that resembles a dentist's chair in the middle of the floor. The ankle and wrist straps and the pentacles around its base suggest that it's not designed for root canal jobs. To top it all off, there's a gloating villain standing front and center, wearing a Nehru suit and cradling an excessively somnolent Tiddles in his arms.
Ah, Ms. Random, Mr. Howard, so glad you could make the show.
I twitch at Billington's victorious smirk. Somehow or other, I'm having difficulty controlling the urge to punch him out, sap two or three black uniformed guards, steal an MP5K, and let fly. You need to turn down the gain on that gesh. It's overpowering, I suggest.
All in due course.
Billington looks amused, then mildly concerned.
Are you feeling up to the job, Ms. Random? You look a bit peaked.
Ramona snorts. If you want me to do this thing, you really ought to tell Pat to drop the interference. I can't hear myself think, much less Bob.
Thinking is not what I'm paying you for. However, no purpose is served by separating you at this time.
Billington nods to McMurray.
Allow them full intercourse.
McMurray looks alarmed.
But the suppressor's all that's keeping their entanglement from proceeding to completion. If I stop it now, they'll only have about 2 days individuality left. Then we'll have to cut them loose or deal.
Shit. I glance at Ramona. She stares at me wide-eyed.
I understand, Billington says affably. But as it will take less than 24 hours to accomplish the retrieval, I fail to see what the objection is.
He thinks for a moment, then comes to a decision.
Drop the suppressor field now. When Ms. Random returns, you will immediately end their state of entanglement, as we discussed earlier.
He turns to me and gestures at the dentist's chair arrangement.
Please, take a seat, Mr. Howard.
I stare at him.
What is that thing?
Billington's pupils narrow, lizard-like.
It's a comfy chair, Mr. Howard. Don't make me ask twice.
Uh-huh. Behind me, I sense more than see McMurray adjust some sort of compact ward he keeps strapped to his left wrist. The fuzzy fog bank in my head fades away, and I can feel Ramona's unease, the cold, hard deck beneath her feet, and the churning emptiness in her stomach.
Bob, do as he says.
Ramona's sense of urgency carries over, leaving a nasty metallic taste in my mouth. I edge towards the chair nervously.
What are the straps for? I ask. They're just in case of convulsions, Billington says soothingly. Nothing you need to worry about.
It's a high-bandwidth sympathetic resonator, Ramona tells me.
Snowflakes of half-remembered knowledge slide into place in my head. Control cables suffer weird anomalies when you stick them under kilometers of water. Billington wants a better way of tracking his submersible grab, of staying in control over the retrieval process. Unlike its 70s predecessor, the new grab that Billington's had built
is designed to be manually operated by one of Ramona's people, the Deep One human hybrids, and it doesn't use fiber optics or electrical cables for monitoring the process via TV. It uses two entangled occult operatives. This chair will plug me right into Eileen's surveillance grid, far more efficiently than a swipe of mascara across the eyelashes.
Look, if you don't do it, we're screwed so hard it's not funny.